Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hello and welcome to our Friday episode of Help I Sex with My Boss. This is where we see how much extra content we can squeeze into your week. It's random things that have been sent in, extra bits from our week, and how our advice went down with you, our G and Divas.
You okay? It was nice to be back, wasn't it?
It was really good to be back. Yeah, it's good to be back and in the swing of things. This, I always say, is, without putting a down on it, the most boring weekend of the year.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I've got Burnley tonight, they're playing Spurs in FA Cup, but it's even people that aren't doing dry Jan aren't really doing it because everyone's a bit skin and it's like a refresh. So, yeah.
I'm hosting the English Manners Personal Branding Masterclass.
Point proven.
How rude.
Point proven.
How rude.
Exactly right there. I couldn't think of anything worse.
Well, you haven't been to our dining here to get Masterclass.
To spend a weekend. I mean, I couldn't even tell you, what am I doing on Saturday? Oh, I'm doing a big shop at Tesco. Looking forward to that. Like a healthy big shop. And then I think I'm going through. Oh, I just joined up to an exercise class.
An exercise class? Yeah. Are you doing Zumba?
No, it's a rowing one and I swore I'd never row again. So I'm kind of dreading it. I'll let you know how it is next week.
Are you doing it on water or is it in a gym?
No, it's in a bloody gym. It's on rowing machines. But apparently it's really good.
And you've got to go to a class for that?
Yeah.
You can't just get on a rowing machine whenever you want to.
Well, yeah, but you need someone to give you...
Have you done that so you can tell everybody when they go, oh, this is difficult, you go, well,
no,
let me tell you what's difficult. And you go on about your comic relief thing.
100 miles.
Just remind everyone, that any new listeners that have come to this, what happened?
In February 2021, maybe March, I rode 100 miles from London to Burnley.
Yes, you did.
It was probably the most difficult
thing. Was it 21 or 22?
It was 21.
Was it? Okay.
Yeah.
You did very well.
Thanks.
Should we go on to some responses?
Yeah.
Well, if you remember back to the end of last year, we had a response. We had a letter from E, who found the box of condoms that her father had ordered and the dog had ripped open, and she wasn't sure what to do.
Yeah.
Anyway, E has got back in touch. Hello, William and Jordan. I ended up leaving the package in its ripped up state, and when my dad got home, he saw the shredded package on the shoe cabinet. He said, "Oh, you little bugger," to the dog, and ran straight off to the pub for the rest of the night. I think he has kept the condoms, even though I'm sure they will have dog bite marks in, which is probably not the best idea. So if I have a little sibling in 9 months, I'll let you know.
Yeah. Probably best not to use condoms that have been chewed by the dog.
No, I don't think they're particularly safe.
Might have holes in them. But thanks for getting back in touch, E.
Thank you. And I think that is what we suggested.
And just you handled it really well. Yeah.
Yes. It's very sensible.
Yeah.
This next one is from Helen. Dear William and Jordan, I've recently discovered the podcast and have been binge listening on my daily work commute. There was one thing playing on my mind, though. I was racking my brain as to who Jordan's Mikey impression reminded me of, and this morning it finally clicked. Mikey the Builder sounds exactly like the Bo Selector version of Mel B. Best wishes, Helen.
No comment.
Well, we've got a clip of Mel B from Bo Selector for comparison.
Oh, you minch-teasing bastard, you.
And here's the clip.
I'm Mel B. You bastard, yeah. And welcome to me crib. Come on. This ain't lift that transports me to me flat. Stinks of piss. Come on, come this way. There's a brick on the table. You never know when you might need an house brick, eh?
It's the same.
Oh, they've cut a bit out. She says, brick for table. It's rough round here. I cannot confirm or deny. I have taken influence for many of my characters from other people, from shows I grew up watching when I was younger. So,
haven't we all?
That's all I'm going to say. But yeah, Melby and Mikey do sound
very similar.
Very similar.
Yes.
Well, I proper fangirled Lee Francis when I first met him.
Did you?
Yeah. I was like, because at school, again, I'm not confirming or denying if Mikey is based on Melby, but at school, if you went into school on a Monday and did not watch Bo Select on a Friday and didn't know the quotes, same with Little Britain as well.
We were like that with Songs of Praise.
Yeah, I bet. Me and Al Ryan watch it on a Friday and watch it again on a Sunday, so we knew all quotes.
Well done. Mm. Well done, you.
Yeah. Watching both programmes now. Quite a few programmes that I watched when I was younger. Quite problematic these days.
Yes.
Very much so.
Lovely. This is from Mark Short. Hi, William and Jordan and the crew. I'm a newcomer to the podcast. I'm going through episodes like a dose of castor oil at the minute. I was shocked to hear you talking about airline and then hearing Jane Bolton on with you. Oh, that was a few months ago now. Jane trained me at Luton Airport.
No way.
And in some later episodes of airline, you see me denying two Scouse lads boarding a plane to Malaga due to alcohol concerns.
Brilliant.
I have to narrow it down. You'll also see me make a complete tit of myself after the incident when I was asked why we don't allow people to travel when under the influence, to which my reply was, we don't want any passenger turbulence.
Brilliant.
I couldn't think of the word turmoil, and to this day, almost 20 years later, I still have the piss ripped out of me over it. The podcast is fabulous, darlings. Cheerio, Mark Short. P.S. Could you wish me and my husband, Lawrence, oh, he's gay, a happy 17th wedding anniversary, please?
Happy 17th wedding anniversary, Mark and Lawrence. And fair play to you. He still works at Luton Airport now, from the sounds of it.
Yes, maybe. Yeah. Well done, Mark.
Oh,
who knows?
That's so good. I'm going to try and find that clip.
Yeah, more episodes are starting to go online. And I don't want to plug whichever YouTube channel it is that puts them online, but Series 5 has just gone online. Jane's moved to Dispatch.
Oh, is she not in it?
She's still the sort of the first image that comes up in the opening titles.
Oh.
Still very much her series, but she's on Dispatch, not on Check-In.
Also, shout out, Airline was great. We love Jane. Yeah. Always number one. Airport was good with John Nettles.
Well, he just did the voiceover.
Yeah, it's still good, though. It's a very BBC version of Airline.
Yeah, it was about Heathrow. It's a bit like, I say this with love, it's a little bit more upmarket. But Airline is probably more interesting because it's got more stories.
Again, what was that one that Matt Lucas and...
Come Fly With Me.
David Williams did, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was sort of a hybrid of the two. Yeah. Obviously with comedy and some problematic things, going back to our previous conversation. This is from Phil in Bath. Hello, lads. I have a question for William regarding royal protocol. The announcement of Denmark's Queen Margrethe II abdicating got me thinking, what happens when a monarch from one country meets with the monarch of another country in terms of form of address?
Oh, great question.
Yes, I'll start charging. Do the rules change depending on whose territory they meet on? Do monarchs have home versus away crowns like football teams do with their shirts? Do they both call each other Your Majesty, or do they just use first names between each other? So many questions, I know. Best wishes, Phil in Bath.
And who, that's a, do you know what, Phil? That's a great question for the new year. Who is it that's overtaken?
Sorry?
Who is it that's overtaken Margrethe?
Well, no one's overtaken. She has abdicated, or she will be abdicating in a week. And her son is taking over.
What's his name?
Frederick.
Frederick X, isn't it, he's called?
I think he will be.
Formerly Twitter.
What? It's a very niche Roman numerals joke, everybody. Very funny.
I nicked that off another podcast. Oh, really? It was Rest Is Entertainment. Anyway, carry on.
Well, never mind.
We need to stop picking up other podcasts.
Yes, exactly. There are no other podcasts.
You'd like that, by the way.
Would I?
It was with Richard Osman and...
love Richard Osman.
You would love it. And
Marina Hyde.
Marina Hyde.
Yes. Marina Hyde, who once wrote a piece about me.
Oh, she talks about that. She
talks about what, the piece that she wrote about
just
me?
How she's written pieces before. And the best way to do it is, she says, people give it evils all the time. It should be classy. Don't ever acknowledge it that I've written something bad about you. Yeah. Did you write something bad about you?
I don't think it was terrible. It was literally 6-7 years ago.
What was it about?
It wasn't as good as the Camilla Long piece she wrote about me. The Camilla Long piece about me... 6 years ago, exquisite piece of writing.
Camilla Long off of the Sunday Times?
Yes.
She wrote a piece about you?
Yes, that was an entire article.
Shut up.
Do you not know that?
No.
It was before this.
Can you send me it?
Yeah, it's fine. And then I
took read it out in next...
All right, I'll find it. And then I took her out for lunch.
Have you met Camilla Long?
Yes, she's on the back of my second book with you.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Oh, God. She'd make you look like Cinderella, Camilla Long.
This is a Sunday Times columnist for those that don't.
What did she write? Was it harsh?
It was. harsh-ish. I don't know.
It's tongue-in-cheek.
Permanently fruiting human comb-over, I think, is a phrase that I seem to remember.
Brilliant.
I'll find it.
I'm sorry, Jim Davis. I've gone off on a tangent there. So what are the rules there? Do monarchs have home and away crowns? Do they both call each other Your Majesty, or is it their first names?
Normally, the protocol rule is head of state doesn't sort of bow to head of state. So they're sort of all treated on one level. So, for example, if you did have two kings, queens, whatever, coming together, they wouldn't need to sort of acknowledge each other because they're at the same level.
Okay.
Ditto when, let's say, President Biden, as it is, when he met Charles III, didn't need to do anything, because American, but also head of state, same level.
Oh, really?
Yes.
So a president's head of state?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Who do you think the head of state was?
I just think they didn't have one. I just thought they had a president.
No, you can have different types. You can have a royal head of state, or you can have a political head of state.
Oh.
And they would both cost the same, but that's political. But if anything, it costs more to change them every 4 years. Anyway, we won't go down that route. So, yes, but they're on the same level. And they would refer to each other as Your Majesty, or privately probably use first names, yes.
Really? So, like, in private, before she died, God bless her soul, she'd go, Margaret, Liz, how are you? How's the Danish?
It would be Maggie, but yeah.
Really?
No. Margaret and Elizabeth. But probably just Your Majesty, because our late Queen was obviously a different kettle of fish because she was so incredible.
But even Harry, because I watched The Crown, brilliant, by the
way. Oh, yeah, documentary.
All I'm going to say about The Crown is I think it's fantastic, fantastic piece of writing, fantastic bit of television. But that episode where Catherine's mum met her.
Carol Middleton.
Tried to set her up with William. Ridiculous. Absolutely.
Yeah, get the lawyers in.
And there's so many Americans that will watch that thinking that's what happened.
I know.
But anyway, I forgot where I was going to go on that again.
Monarchs, home and away crowns, Harry.
Oh, yeah. But even Harry and William would have had to address the Queen as Your Majesty, wouldn't they?
In public, yes. They would say Granny in private.
Oh, would they? Okay.
Yeah. But they would still bow.
Granny's so posh.
Really?
Granny.
I had Granny.
Exactly. Grandma or Nana.
Well, I had Granny and Grandma. Grandma was my father's mother, and Granny was
You've
Granny.
Never really talked about your Grandma.
I didn't, because you'll probably do an impression
of
her.
That's what I was thinking. Can I have a bit of backstory and I'll work on that?
No.
Okay.
Okay, this next one is from Mark. Dear William, Jordan, and assorted production crew, who quite frankly deserve medals, having to put up with you two, mainly Jordan.
None taken, but I also agree.
Yes. So do I. Being a big panto fan, I've played a dame a few times and had a good go at other parts, I looked forward to your production with bated breath. Oh, this is our lovely special panto episode that Jack wrote.
I've not watched or listened to that back.
It's fun.
Is it?
Jack has done some excellent audio editing.
You know I can't watch or listen to myself back. But
as I sit here attached to my dialysis machine... Oh, it's taken a turn. I thought to myself, it's only about 15 minutes long and I can't move for the next 4 hours, so what's the worst that could happen? So here's my review. First of all, the script. Well done, Jack. You had plot, humour, drama, and gave us all a happy ending, not long after young Jordan and Diego wiped their chins. The set, 10 out of 10, mainly because I had to imagine it. The highlight for me was picturing young Jordan's semi in a Burnley cul-de-sac, where Wendy has a second-best back bedroom ready for guests and a rather large amount of potpourri in bowls, which in Burnley is often confused as part of a picky tea. Music and songs. Thankfully, there wasn't any. Jordan's singing voice is like a work of art done by Picasso. We can only imagine William going full throat on a Pet Shop Boy. Love it.
Yeah, that's brilliant.
The acting. I don't know what to say. It certainly was as camp as panto should be. Flickers of butchness crept through, mainly when William was narrating and Jordan was silent. Now, I wouldn't say the acting was bad, but running out of space to type, so let's leave it there. Well done to all involved. You made me laugh, cry, well, quite a bit of crying. Hope you have a great Christmas and New Year, and here's to 2024. P.S. Go really Amdram next year and audition some listeners. Mark.
Right, thanks for your feedback, Mark. We'll take that on board. Can I ask you something? Am I a bad actor?
No.
I am, Anna.
You've got many, many talents.
And acting isn't one of them, is it?
No.
No.
Let's put it this way. You've gone to the AJ and Curtis School of Amdram.
How's Trish?
In fact, if anything, You make them look like Ian McKellen and Derek Jacobi.
Okay. Did you ever watch Vicious?
Yes.
That was great.
Written by my friend Gary Jannetty.
Of course you know the guy who wrote Vicious.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I've been told a few times my acting's not the best, or my singing or dancing. Yeah, I've been booked for another series of Saturday Night Takeaways. So.
Yeah, but are you doing a musical number?
I think they're good. I'm worried. I don't know. I interviewed Ant and Dec last week on the radio, and they had a little like cheeky glint in their eye, and I'm really worried that this, because my acting and singing and dancing last series was so bad, that I think they're going to make me do it every episode.
Excellent.
Which is like fun, and I genuinely think that's what the premise is going to be this year.
Love it.
I don't, but anyway.
Well, we will.
Right, remember, if you've got a question or a story that isn't a dilemma or a problem, do you want any more gin in the bonnet?
Sorry.
This is the place where we can read it out. So drop... Has someone got incest sticks on?
Incense.
What they cut... Incense. Not incest sticks, sorry.
No, there's nothing
about that. Am I having a stroke or something? Can you smell incense? Not incense.
Would you just finish reading the script and we can all go home?
Can you smell that? No. It smells really nice. It might be me. Where were I? I promise you, I'm going for an ADHD test this year.
Can someone reset Jordan?
I promise you. Stop DMing me, please. I promise I'm going to go. If you got a question or story that is a dilemma or problem, this is a place where you can read it out. Drop into our DMs on social media or send us an email to help@sexwithmyboss.com with anything that you want to share with us.
Take a breath.
Incest. We also love... That sounded weird.
Hope no one just tuned in at that point.
We also love hearing back from people. We have advice to advise you. Get back in touch with us.
For more sexed news and nonsense, you can sign up for our newsletter via sexedmyboss.com. You right?
I've tickled myself there.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.